Barry Today welcomes letters to the editor at raymond@barrytoday.com. Please include your full name, daytime phone number and address, for verification of authorship, not publication. The following letter from Barry resident Daisy Oliveros is about spending habits of the federal government. Which is more bothersome? An increase in taxes, a hectoring sermon, or hypocrisy? All this can be found in our current federal government. Any leader who flies around in a private jet, wagging his finger at the middle class for the crime of driving to work while strangling them financially cannot claim good intentions. I do not know anyone who objects to reasonable taxes collected by a fiscally responsible government, but recently that does not seem to be the case. In addition to the excessive jet travel, taxpayers are hearing stories of expensive meals for the Governor General and her staff, a hotel room for somebody important that cost $6,000 per night, and a monthly grocery bill of over $10,000 for the Prime Minister's family. This is just a sample of a few news stories. I am sure there are more that would interest those who would like to follow these issues closely. These expenditures are not solely to blame for our rising taxes, but it is not a good look on government at a time when middle-class Canadians are struggling with inflation. However, I suppose there is no line in the sand for those preening moralists who serve as cheerleaders for authoritarians. According to some, not only should Canadians hand over more of their money, they should be happy about it, too. Never mind if the mortgage payments are getting bumpy. And don't you dare mock or satirize politicians who attempt to silence criticism. Feelings, you know. In time, we will see if Canadians prefer a leader who has budget ideas that do not come across as, let them eat cake. Daisy Oliveros, Barry.